Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting third. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Naerodny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ron Schuler. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The DH, Rich Childs. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Wolf. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a fly ball towards center. Ford settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ford. Bannister moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister scores. Garr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garr moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Johnson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Powell reaches second base with a double. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Powell scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson fields it and throws to home to get Carew. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naerodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister misplays the ball. That's an error on Bannister. Cubbage moves to second. Rich Childs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Childs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Shiles reaches second base with a double. Cubbage scores. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, Twins. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny hits a pop-up towards short. Wolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Wolf reaches second base with a double. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Rich Hinton now pitching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carew moves to second. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-1 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a fly ball into center field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Shiles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Norwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Shiles moves to second. It's 6-2, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wolf strikes out. There goes Shiles. The throw from Nayarodny and Shiles is out. There goes Norwood. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norwood moves to third. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Twins. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Nayarodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nayarodny is 0-for-1 in the game. Nayarodny takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger bunts towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Nayarodny moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Soderholm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-2 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Soderholm takes first base on ball 4. Nordhagen moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Norwood. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen scores. Soderholm moves to third. It's 6-4, Twins. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Soderholm tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Twins. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bill Nairodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nairodny is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nairodny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weiniger is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Shiles hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wolf scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage juggles the ball. That's an error on Cubbage. Bannister moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bannister moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wolf hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong bunts towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. Wolf moves to second. One out. Bombo Rivera pinch hits for Hoskin Powell. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Carew is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing right field. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Soderholm is called out on strikes. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Nordhagen moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-3 in the game. Ford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Morales pinch hits for Rich Shiles. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to third. Laron Lagro now pitching. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Norwood hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weiniger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Twins. Larry Wolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolf is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wolf hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Naorodny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Naorodny is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Naorodny is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Marshall covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilfong hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Naorodny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lagro fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lagro. Rivera moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 4 in the game. Cubbage hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-5, Twins. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0 for 4 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Garr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.